A lot of people struggle with what to get their mom for Mother's Day, and you folks at the Bulletin have come up with a unique idea.
Well, you could just give page one of this week's Bulletin. Our graphic designer, Albert Vasquez, created a beautiful photo illustration for the cover, wishing all the moms out there a wonderful, happy Mother's Day.
And it was just the premiere, the world premiere in Las Cruces, of Walking with Herb.
Right. You know, this film was written, directed, produced, filmed locally, all here in our backyard, and now it's playing in our backyard at the Allen Theater's Tell Shore 12, which is finally back open, and in addition to about 2,000 more theaters nationwide. So it's going to be fun to see what the reaction is.
More and more electric vehicles on the market, and I guess you got to take a test drive of one.
I did. The folks at Sisparo let me drive the new Volkswagen ID4, and I won't give anything away, but I'll tell you how it made me feel a little like Batman.
All right. And more on Las Cruces City Councilors this week with two articles from Mike Cook.
Right. Mike wrote on two Las Cruces City Councilors. Yvonne Flores is running for re-election, and Gabriel Vasquez is not. And Mike explains the reasons why each are doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Just today, we learned that most counties in New Mexico will be operating at the turquoise level. Of course, there were already plans in place for the New Mexico Space History Museum in Alamogordo to reopen. So how's it going so far?
Yes, the Space History Museum is open. We don't know the numbers yet, but it gives you one more option you can do from here in Las Cruces. Take a little day trip east, explore the museum and other fun stuff in Alamogordo.
Let's get back to moms. This past year has been especially tough for many moms in many different ways.
Right, and you know, once a month we have in the Bulletin the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce Bottom Line, their monthly newsletter, and they included several pieces this time from different perspectives from different moms, and I thought it was pretty enlightening and interesting.
And next up is the Doñana Arts Council and a former city councilor who took over there as executive director.
Right. Mike Cook interviews Greg Smith in this week's Bulletin, and he talks about the importance and the impact of art in our community. I heard somebody recently talk about art as we should look at it as another utility, you know, our electricity, our water, our access to art, and I can see that perspective.
And next, the column from Father Gabriel Rochelle.
Right, we have our regular column from Father Gabriel Rochelle, as well as the very last column from Rabbi Larry Carroll, who's moving to Kansas City. He's written a column for us for several years, and we're going to miss him, but we wish him well.
And to the business section now, well, it could kind of be a combination of the art section and the business section, and a local artist whose design is going to adorn a new beverage.
Right. Roadrunner Tea is the beverage, and it's available in Las Cruces and elsewhere. And the artist is Barbara Chichester. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but it's a really cool design featuring a Roadrunner, naturally, and the Zia symbol and some nice colors. And they have really good flavors with the tea, too. At least it looks like. I haven't sampled one yet.
And you're featuring Ben Trujillo in your sports section this week. Tell us more.
Right. You know, we all mourned the passing of Karen Trujillo, the school superintendent, in February. And many know, but many don't know, that her husband, Ben, has coached the Hatch Valley Lady Bears for several years, and they're in the state tournament. In fact, they won their first round game, and then we'll see how well they do in the rest of the tournament. It'd be cool if he could bring home a state title for the Lady Bears.
Absolutely.
And that's just a sampling of what's going on in the Las Cruces Bulletin this week, as every week. And if you can't wait until you get it in your hands, you can go to the website, lascrucesbulletin.com, and check us out on social media.
All right, Richard, thank you very much for the update. Have a great week.
All right. Thank you, Casey.